Case number 12886, Destiny LLC seeks a special use exception for an off-premise electronic message center. Sections 115-80, 115-81, 115-159.5, 115-161.1, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Parsonage Road, approximately 30 feet from Coastal Highway. The 911 address is 35859 Parsonage Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1 and GR. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 5. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jason Dean, 10152 Sunnyside Road, Bridgeville, Delaware, 19933.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And I know you've probably got a lot to go in tonight, but I just wanted to clarify a question that I had when I was looking at
sure.
this, and I'm sure you're going to jump into it, but I want to make sure that we are on the same page. So it seems that we've got a request for an off-premise EMC, and in looking at the materials that have been presented, it appears to me that this would be, there's an existing billboard site, and that what the plan is, the proposal is to, and it's a non-conforming one in that it's too close to the property lines, is that you're proposing to change one side of the billboard to an EMC and retain the other as a static. Is that correct, or are we talking about erecting an entirely new structure?
No, we're using, I'll cover all that.
Okay.
So, I've got my list.
I'm sure you did. I wanted to make sure that
we're using the existing structure.
Okay.
I can go down it.
Please.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
And I think I'll check all your boxes.
Fantastic. I'm sure you would, Mr. Dean.
Appreciate that. Good evening, everybody, staff, members of the board, Mr. Chairman. So what we have a billboard structure that was originally permitted in 2004. It's adjacent to Route 1 and Parsonage Road, which is situated between Finn's and Rehoboth Diner. The structure is 12 by 48 double-sided with a 25-foot overall height. I have my letter of no objection from DelDOT for the EMC conversion.
Is that the one that's in the file for 2021?
Yes, sir. Okay. It is. The one side is proposed to be digital, which is the north side of the board that faces Rehoboth Diner, because to have a digital board, it's got to be 1,000 feet from a DelDOT controlled intersection, which they consider Parsonage Road as an intersection. So that means the south side that faces Parsonage Road, that's a north read, is not permittable under DelDOT standards. The side proposed, So it's the north face, south read as you're driving south. It can only be viewed from Route 1. You cannot view it from Parsonage Road. So there's no concerns for the residential neighborhood off of Parsonage, behind Finn's and all that there. There's no issues with the commercial status of the billboard affecting the residents. It meets all the separation distances. Unfortunately, in 2016, we decided to make our setback from 25 feet to 40 feet. The structure, again, has been there since 2004. So the new billboard setback is 40 feet. But it didn't, you know, it just doesn't make sense to move a structure because of a code change. But it does meet all separation, sideline, and rear line distances. Does that answer your questions, Mr. Sharp?
I've got a few more.
Okay, no worries. Okay. Yep. In 2021, we also removed two non-conforming off-premise signs. I have this Google screenshot with me that shows apparently somewhere there was storage on Parsonage Road. If I may approach, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir. To Ms. Norwood.
So it shows apparently somewhere there was storage because it wasn't on that property. It was somewhere else, and the lot that the board is on is not large enough for storage. So we removed those two off-premise signs when the property was redeveloped. And you're saying, okay, well, what's that matter? So in our new Sussex County Code, if we look at section 115-161.2, conversion of non-conforming off-premise signs to be off-premise electronic message centers is prohibited unless the applicant is replacing two or more non-conforming off-premise signs with a single electronic message center. That's exactly what we're proposing to do with this existing structure. Fire away.
Questions?
Have there been any issues or complaints with the sign since it's been erected?
I would defer to Ms. Norwood.
The county doesn't have record of any complaints for that billboard.
How far off Route 1?
Well, depends which side of the board you measure from. it's about 25 feet. It had to meet the old setback requirements from 2004, or it never would have been put there.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So unfortunately, in 2016, we thought 15 more feet was a good idea. So here we are.
Understand.
So the size is the same as the original one?
Yes, sir. It's going to remain a 12 by 48. The south side will remain static as it is. The north side, if you agree, will become digital. It will also meet all the specifications of digital billboard because it's regulated federally. It has brightness controls that's built into the software, as well as I think I submitted the notation where if it malfunctions, it'll shut down, and it has automatic lighting controls, so brightness is not an issue since it's on the highway there. Other than that, that's all it asks for. On the digital side, when it changes, it's federally regulated that it's gonna happen in less than 1 second. It can't use a flip, a dissolve, no type of animation, and it's gotta happen like that. So it will certainly meet those standards.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for answering those, because there were a couple questions I did have.
Yeah, sorry about that. I forgot the technicals of the board itself.
As you were aware, when that sign ordinance was, it was a long process in redoing that, and some of that code is a little dense. One of the thing that I'm hung up on, but I want a little more information on, is the section that you're referring to, section 161.2, where it talks about a conversion. It refers to a conversion as is replacing, and that it's that there had that you I think the idea being that you had two or more non-conforming billboards or off-premise signs on the property, which you've testified that there were, and there's at least one now. And the idea being that you would be replacing those with a EMC in this case. What I'm a little puzzled on is that you testified that there were two on there that have already been removed 2 years ago as part of redevelopment, not necessarily as part of the conversion. Is it your client's position that that kind of using what was done 2 years ago is the replacement now? Or are there other, is there another billboard on there that is going to be removed as part of this conversion?
No, it's a good question, very good question. Part of the code, I had a pre-development meeting with Ms. Norwood and Mr. Whitehouse. They were the ones that actually brought that section of the code to my attention. And I'm confident that we assumed or discussed in that meeting that we would still have two sides to the billboard. To get our permit to be legal in Sussex County, we have removed those because there's a wall sign on the new building now. But we did, I don't know who wrote this code, but I'm just checking my boxes of, hey, where do we have some leverage here? So
yeah, and I was the one who was involved in the drafting of that, so I will you're well aware.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Appreciate you.
By the Mr. Dean was heavily involved, and I believe you're on the working group too, or attending the working group meetings from time to time. So he was certainly involved in kind of giving input on that. Do you recall when those, just explain to me the other signs that were on there. I know you've referred to them and when they were removed. I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, well, one's a ugly storage sign with an arrow.
I think it's on the photo here.
Yeah, right? Sure, yeah.
So that it'd be this one kind of right here. It's just a storage and it looks like it could put some other.
Then there's another one underneath that. That was something else at some point for advertising the.
So in that vicinity, there was another one in that area, and that those have since been removed.
It may have been the medic station.
Okay.
Because it was right in that area as well, if I remember correctly.
When were they removed? Do we know?
We did it when the site was being redeveloped for the client, so we could put the new parking lot and obviously get the legal permit for the sign that's there now.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Do you remember when that was?
I'm guessing 2021.
Okay.
Yep.
And there's no other than the one that we're speaking of for this application, that's the only off-premise sign on the property there now?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you had mentioned that there was a pre-development meeting with staff. Was that done before those things were removed? Do you recall?
It was right about that time. Everything was going on right then, and they were overwhelmed with applications at that point, and the client decided just to hold off for a minute, and now back here we are back. He called me and said, let's go ahead and move forward. So
okay,
that's essentially why there's been a gap in time.
Okay, that's helpful to understand.
Sure, sure.
You know, appreciate the candor.
I would confirm, I agree with. The time frame, and the discussions. Pre-development
meeting around
Thank
that
you.
Time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, there would have still been those signs on there.
Again, when I applied for my permit for the building sign,
mm-hmm.
I knew those were illegal then. So.
Well, they illegal or non-conforming.
Whatever we want to call them, they I'm sure they weren't permitted, right? As that's why we went through the sign ordinance like we did. To clean those things up, but you know maybe we clean them up prematurely. You know that's our fault for doing the right thing. But they were there. I don't know if that even matters here, quite honestly. In consideration of this, again, this original structure was up in 2004. Let's think about what was around that area in 2004. I think it was still Beach Haven and Mini Golf. At that point. And what happened when the new shopping center was built, it realigned that whole intersection there a little bit and kind of made it a little bit easier than what was there previously.
Yeah, I think, and this is just me asking, I think where it does make a bit of a difference is when looking at 161.2, and I do have a copy of that if the board wants to look at it. Or you, Mr. Dean, although I know you're familiar with it. The thing that jumps out at me is it allows for a conversion when you are replacing, like the active is replacing to existing non-conforming and kind of removing them. And in this case, there's only one on the property now and has only been on the property for 2 years. What I'm hearing from you, and I just want to understand the position and have you confirm or articulate better, is that the position there is that there were more than one at one point, as many as three, that at least 2 years ago or thereabouts, two of those were removed. And since then, there's only been one. And that the applicant wants to say, well, we removed the two years ago, so we'd like to be able to add the EMC to the one that we currently have.
If that's an angle to get us approval, I agree with that. You know, we're here to do the right thing.
Sure.
And not work the system.
I don't think anybody's going to question the motives here. But I also want to make sure that, you know, 2 years is a pretty lengthy amount of time. 2 years is actually the timeline where non-conforming use would cease to be non-conforming if it's not using that time. So that's a good number. But the thing that I look at is if we are saying 2 years, is it 5 years ago we removed two? Can we now convert our existing one to an EMC? Do you have an answer to that?
Well, I do. If we want to look at precedent of other electronic message boards that are being used as off-premise signs currently, that are actually on-premise signs, we got another issue in itself to discuss.
That sounds like an enforcement issue.
Yeah, sure.
We've also had COVID and a backlog in the county in there as well.
And that was part of what was going on at that time. So I do apologize for that. But, you know, and again, what I'm looking to do is use a modern way of technology to do what we do with a man in a truck or two men in a truck at this point. You know, it's a whole lot more efficient these days with the labor market that we have to send a signal digitally than have labor sitting out on the side of Route 1 in a truck changing a billboard cover out. That's the main reason to go digital is the ease of use from the customer and the economic development component in the Route 1 area where you would expect to see a digital billboard.
Mr. Dean, I don't have any trouble getting anybody to apply for a job or get a job. It's just getting them to show up after they get the job is the problem.
I think that's all of us.
Mr. Sharp, I would like to see that code.
Oh, sure. Just so that I'm going to send it down, it's a copy of our zoning of the sign ordinance from section 151-157 to 161.4, but the section and issue, just because it's all in one part, is 161.2 B, which is, I believe, what you're referencing. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes, sir.
So the original setback was
25.
It was 25, and now it's...
In 2016, it was changed to 40.
Now it's 40. So how many signs along Route 1 sort of get wrapped up into this?
Most of them.
Okay.
I think we discussed this in 2016 when we said, hey, we're going to add 15 feet to the set. Imagine if you go around the county and change the front setback by 15 feet to every structure. What kind of problems are we going to have then?
Right.
So here we are.
Yeah, Mr. Dean's correct in that there was a lot of discussions about where these things are to be located. Just to take a little step back in time, prior to that ordinance being implemented, the board was getting a lot of variance requests from height, size, and you may notice some of the billboards are much larger than 600 square feet per side. Some of them are taller. And we were getting a lot of these kind of requests, and the more EMCs were coming up, and I think the council at that time wanted to head it off. So that led to a working group and a sign ordinance that was ultimately implemented after about a year or so. And we had input from a lot of the sign companies, and very good input, as I might add. And there was a lot of discussion from the council at that time as to where these things are to be located. how far we want them away. It led to things like along a four-lane road, the separation distance between these types of structures is different than if it's on a two-lane road. We would need things, and a lot of it we were trying to head off before, where we would ask for things like a DLDOT letter of no approval has to be submitted with an application, because we had times where these things would come to us, we would approve them, and then DLDOT wouldn't have already approved it, and it was hurting an applicant. And that was, I think, with some of these other companies that weren't necessarily local. And we were having other types of issues. So that led to a whole review of this, where now the ordinance requires auto-dimming for any of these types of signs, like Mr. Dean was referencing, that these things will not, you know, if there's a malfunction, it shuts down. You can't be playing a movie on it, you know, this kind of thing. So that was put in there specifically for a lot of these signs. But that ordinance, that section of code there was also to direct some where there were some properties that might have more than one non-conforming off-premise sign, and as a way to, okay, we're going to allow you to keep one or maybe convert it, and you could erect a new one or do this conversion thing, but you're getting fewer of these on the property. And that was a concern. Really, Route 1 is probably the area that was the biggest concern, but there were other parts of the county as well. And it did lead to, I'd say, probably fewer billboards coming up, because there was a smaller universe where they could reasonably be located. But it also, I think, led to better planning with these things that come up. And you guys haven't seen, you probably have seen fewer in the last 5 years than we were seeing in the entire year or two before. And sometimes that's the consequence of the new ordinance. I know Mr. Dean's aware of that, so. Just a little background.
Yeah, thanks for that background. That was great. And again, this structure's been there since 2004. It predates almost everything around it. The billboard hasn't moved. The size isn't changing. We're just looking to add the digital to the one side that's only visible from Route 1. That's all we're asking for. It's that simple. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp, I mean, that code doesn't really address how far you can go back. You know, he had a sign 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. Is there ambiguity in the code?
That's a question for the board, not necessarily me. I think.
Okay. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm just asking your opinion as our attorney.
You know, Mr. Dean indicated it's been about 2 years ago that the others were removed. You know, I have some practical concerns with going back a lot longer than that, because it's like, well, you did something in 1999, you can do it now. I don't think that's appropriate. It really is a question for you all. If you think the applicant, based on what, and certainly we're going to hear from the public, but if you think the applicant has presented something that meets that, I think you should be clear on the temporal part of it in your motion. If you don't, if you think that, hey, this is, you should have done it you should have come to us before removing those signs, then that could be the other angle on that. And I think that's where I wanted to at least have that discussion with Mr. Dean, who's somebody that deals with this a lot, to make sure that we're being clear in what our decisions are on that.
I don't disagree with Mr. Sharp. And I've been requesting a cleanup of the sign ordinance now that we've had 7 years to chew on it and see where the problems are and aren't. Just a little side statement there.
Right now, I feel like the code is ambiguous, and if it's ambiguous, we need to interpret it in a way that favors the property owner. But I guess my question is, if we're going to do that, do we need to decide some kind of criteria or framework going forward of how this code should be interpreted?
Well, I'll tell you this. The code section that deals with non-conforming uses is 2 years. If you have not used, if you were using a property in a non-conforming manner prior to the enactment of whatever ordinance or code provision that's, you're allowed to continue doing it. But if you cease that use for more than 2 years, you no longer have a right to continue in the non-conforming use. And I think that's from a, we have that in the code. So that is a temporal thing that we do have in there. So I would, you know.
So 2 years, then going off of that, 2 years might be a reasonable way to.
It might be. The alternative there is nonconforming law says if you remove something, you'll lose the nonconformity. So that's the other angle on that. And that may, you know, that's something for you guys to have to chew on. I don't know what your proclivities would be on that. I don't have a vote on that.
Yeah,
I understand, but.
I'd also add, I'd hate to see language that tells me how I have to interpret something.
Mr. Sharp, that was answer like an attorney. Anything else from the board?
Does this require special use and a variance?
There are no variances for
okay,
this one.
Okay, I didn't know if it
in fact, back. In fact, the board's not allowed to grant variances for these types of structures.
Gotcha.
That's why one another reason we don't see as many.
If I may, it was actually granted in 2004. So it's again, it's been there that long. All we're asking to do is convert that one side.
Remind me again how long ago those other two signs were removed.
Well, the picture is dated 2019, but I know the property was developed in 2021. I'm not quite sure when the C of O was issued. When we applied for the building sign permit, I mean, we knew that those signs were illegal, or I'm sorry, non-conforming then, and that's what we were trying to clean up when we did the code. I do admit I was not aware about the 2 year statute of limitations, and unfortunately we didn't discuss that in our pre-development meeting either. If I were aware of that it was an issue, we would have worked more diligently to fall within that window. So that's on me as well. I apologize.
If I may, the permit that he's speaking of for the building itself, we issued in November of 21, and we didn't issue a CO until May of 23 for that sign. But so he's right in the, probably didn't, within the late 21.
Well, they would have applied for this special use exception within 2 years of that.
Dr. Carson, you have any questions?
No, sir.
You may have a seat, Mr. Dean.
Thank you for your consideration.
Is anyone here who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12886 for Destiny LLC and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12886 for Destiny LLC for the requested special use exception because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel.
Can I get some clarity how we're handling this code issue before we vote on this?
Here's a question then. Mr. Williamson, is part of your motion is it because the applicant is replacing non-conforming structures that have been removed within the past 2 years? Is that the basis for your, part of the basis for your approval?
That wasn't the basis of my original, but I can adopt that to be part of my motion.
Do you want to adopt?
I will do that.
Does that provide some clarity for Mr. Werfel?
Yeah, that's good enough for me.
And then I don't know who seconded on that. Is that Mr. Werfel? Do you
Mr. Reese.
Second that?
Second.
Okay. Are you an aye?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case 12886 for Destiny LLC is approved. Next case?